If you'd ask my parents, they'd tell you that I'm something of a miracle, but not in the way that every parent thinks their child is special, gifted, brilliant, and adorable. Nope. My parents mean a miracle miracle. To understand this, I need to tell you something about me that very few people know. I'm a stroke survivor. Nobody's exactly sure when I had a stroke. The best that the doctors can determine is that it happened sometime shortly before or immediately after I was born. I was born around 6:30 p.m. after a very long delivery, about 12 hours after my mother was induced. Apparently, I was already quite stubborn and happy to procrastinate, not quite ready to get on with living life on the outside. Concerned that my oxygen levels were dropping, the obstetrician eventually needed to yank me out by my head using a pair of tongs. Welcome to the world. The first test you ever take in life is called the Apgar test. It stands for appearance, pulse, grimace, activity, and respiration. A score of 7, 8, or 9 is normal and a sign that a newborn is in good health. I scored a 4. I already hated math tests. A few more hours passed and I was in my mother's arms. She held me in front of her to take a good look at me, and then it happened. My eyes rolled back in my head and I went totally limp. An ambulance was called. I was sent in a life support incubator to a hospital with a neonatal intensive care unit where I spent the next 10 days undergoing more tests. There's a picture of me in the hospital with an IV needle in my head. It's kind of sick. All my tests came back negative, except for one. The MRI showed an area of low signal indicative of ischemic infarction on the left side of my brain. Ischemic means blood clot, infarct means tissue death. I had a dead spot in my brain caused by a blood clot, in other words, a stroke. The neonatal neurologist said that it was too soon to say, but that I could suffer from something as mild as slight right side weakness to something much more challenging like cerebral palsy. Only time would tell. My parents were instructed to give me anti-seizure medication and revisit the neurologist every 2 weeks. At each visit, the doctor would look in my eyes, evaluate my reaction to various stimuli, and tug in my arms to determine the relative strength of my right and left limbs. Every time I passed a test, my medication would be reduced. At my 12-month neurology appointment, the doctor told my parents, "Congratulations, you can stop the medication. There will be no lasting effect from the stroke. You never need to see me again." To the doctor, it was just science, nature, biology. But to my parents, it was a miracle. You can't convince them otherwise. I was forced to contemplate the very real possibility of living a life with many different physical and cognitive capabilities. I don't want to waste what I've been given. I'm a miracle. Not the greeting card kind or a miracle whip kind. The big, bold, and entirely unexpected God kind of miracle. And who am I to let a miracle go to waste?